This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said the friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia today, following delegation-level talks. He noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common, and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर व्यापक चर्चा की। साइप्रस के विजन 2035 और विकसित भारत 2047 के विजन के कई पहलुओं में समानता है।
The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for his support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both countries.
आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा। हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulides, during which the Cypriot president conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus. Prime Minister Modi has embarked on a visit to Kananaskis, Canada this evening after successfully concluding his visit to Cyprus. During the two-day visit at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will participate in the G7 summit and also hold bilateral meetings. This would be Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a telephonic conversation with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan on the current situation in West Asia and the role of diplomacy. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Armenian Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan and discussed ongoing developments in the region and close cooperation between India and Armenia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India is moving towards becoming a global leader in the field of disaster management. Addressing the annual conference of relief commissioners and disaster response forces of states and Indian territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that India has achieved a great deal in the development of early warning systems. He said by providing accurate forecasting and early warnings, society has been made aware and successfully engaged in relief and rescue operations. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash was held in New Delhi today. The committee was chaired by the Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee, including Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security also attended the meeting. The panel will submit its report within 3 months, which is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in the future. The government today issued a notification to conduct the census. The reference date for the census shall be the 1st of March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh, the snow-bound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For these areas, the reference date shall be 1st of October 2026. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from the 30th of September to the 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. While India holds official hosting rights, Sri Lanka will serve as a neutral venue for all of Pakistan's matches due to ongoing political tensions between the two nations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.